panpipe. So it looks kind of like it comes from the Andes of South Africa, South America, pardon me. But it it sounds like an organ, and it's all with these long, thin bamboo pipes, and then you blow into the middle of it, into this little cavern, and you put your hands over both sides of it. Well, there's all these holes, and it sort of looks like you're resuscitating a crab or something. I don't know. It looks like some strange... anyways, check it out if you want to see some videos of it. It's called the Kene. That's K-H-E-N-E. And anyways, this is a solo piece here by Master Dang Toy. So enjoy. And then later it's going to get a lot weirder when you hear a new master of the Kene. And yeah, I'll explain later. But here you go. Enjoy the first sample of Laotian music.
ยอมให้ไปยามบ้าน ศัพท์จากฝั่งไทยไปฝั่งเวียงจันทร์บ่ฮู้ข่าวกันด้วยคนท่านว่างตายหกเจ็ดปีดอกไม้ขาวกลายเป็นแดงความเปลี่ยนแปลงเปลี่ยนให้กว่าพันแปลเป็นสายพันไทยลาวขาวกับแดงเสื่อมกันเมื่อใดข้าน้อยจะไปเยี่ยมเยือนถิ่นฐานยามคิดมาครั้งใดน้ำตาของข้าน้อยมันไหลไหลอยู่เมืองไทยก็สบายสบายแต่ก็อดคิดฮอดคุณพ่อคุณแม่บ่ได้บ่ฮู้ว่าเวรกรรมหยังของข้าน้อยน้อ6-7ปีที่ข้าน้อยห่างแดนลาได้มาเศร้าอยู่อาศัยแผ่นดินไทยเพิ่นเป็นห่วงแม่และลูกเมียยามจะห่างเหินคิดทอดเหลือเกินอยากพาเสินหน้ากันคิดทอดแม่อยากกลับแดนไปแทนคุณทางฝั่งคุณเพิ่นบ่ยอมให้ไปยามบ้านโทรศัพท์จากฝั่งไทยไปฝั่งเวียงจันทร์บ่ฮู้ข่าวกันด้วยคนคันว่างตาย6-7ปีดอกไม้ขาวกลายเป็นแดงความเปลี่ยนแปลงเปลี่ยนให้ฟ้าพันแปลเป็นตายพันไทยลาวขาวกับแดงเสื่อมกันเมื่อใดข้าน้อยจะไปเยี่ยมเยือนถิ่นฐาน
โอ้ yeah golden oldie out of Lao that was Vishai Koviseth with the song unpronounceable by myself. So I just wanted to play at least one old classic song from Laos. Sorry, that was the best quality I could find, probably dubbed from an old cassette. And yeah, very pan-Asian, even has a slightly American sound with those horns and that electric guitar in there. So yeah, Laos is a very diverse nation, only about 6 million people, but it's been touched by a lot of other countries. It was occupied by French, by the French for about the first half of the 20th century, and achieved its independence from France in 1953. But it was a monarchy for the next 20 or so years, and yeah, long fought civil war with the Communist Party called the Pathet Lao. Fighting for control of the country, and eventually in 1975 they took over and the country became communist. So yeah, there's it was a tough time definitely in Laos, and the Americans apparently recruited this minority group. So the major ethnic group are Laotians, and there's a language, the Lao language, but there's another smaller group, only about 8% of the population, called the Hmong, and they were apparently recruited by the Americans to fight against the communist, the dominant Lao people, and this was part of the Laotian Civil War, but that was kind of like the secret war within a war. So I'm going to play a song next. Oh, first I'll just tell you, before that, so you heard that classic track by Laotian singer, and what was his name? His name was Vishai Koviseth, right? And before that, you heard an old track on the kine, so that's the most distinctive instrument in Laos. It's like a giant blow organ, and that was by Dang Toy. Hope you enjoyed that. And next, I'm gonna play a song by the Hmong people. Not too much information here. It just says the track is called Jing Riang Mi Lun, but it is on a compilation called Ethnic Minority Music of Southern Laos, released on Sublime Frequency. So this record label out of Seattle that's just compiled a whole bunch of music, a lot of Asian music from almost every country in Southeast Asia. Very cool that they've gone and these guys like digging around and just compiling a whole bunch of stuff. Not often a lot of information about the artists or anything, but still, you know, it's good that this stuff is available out here and in good quality. So yeah, here's a track off that record from Sublime Frequencies, and then we're gonna play a few more traditional songs and then some really, really bizarre new music coming out of Laos, some cross-cultural experimentation. So here we go. Enjoy the continuing sounds of Laos.
ิลมแกงแพ้ตะเบาลิงไปนาดอนนาทำน้ำไหลโซสุดโดยแล้วกันโดดีให้กำใจเห็นตะเหือเศร้าขาเยือนแก้วอยู่ลิ้นทาเห็นลูกค้าสาสอนเขียวสะอื้นต้นใบยามมาแล้วลงไตลำโขงแก้มจำปางเลี้ยวไปทั้งฟังใสสิเห็นบ้านมูผู้ไทยเลี้ยวลงไปทั้งน้ำทานฟังกระแสสนยามมันเพทั้งหาดสิคนจมลงน้ำอันแดในคนกวงลำคองหลายยามเห็นแต่น้ำฝาดคมสิตีต่อ
to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are in Burnaby. We are on top of a mountain, and we are playing music from Laos. Yes, formerly three separate kingdoms that were united by the French and then are now a country called the People's Democratic Republic of Laos. And so the last song we heard there was a duet between a Laotian singer Mai Ratri and an American fellow named Johnny Olson. So he was playing the musical accompaniment on the kene, the most famous instrument in Laos that probably only people in Laos really know about, but except for Johnny Olson, of course. So this is the mouth organ that I mentioned earlier. So Johnny Olson, it's an inspiring tale, but it's also very, very bizarre. So he's Laotian music is very specific, and this man Johnny Olson, just a white American, and he fell in love with the style, with the whole culture in Laos, and became a kene master. And he's known as the he also sings in Laos, actually, in the language, and he's known as the first American, or Farang, and Farang is the term for a white person that is not Thai or Laotian. So he's the first Farang to ever make an album of Lao folk music in Laos. And he's also won a big competition on the kene. And so he does very traditional stuff, like that last song. He does it tastefully. And however, well, he does some newer stuff. He's kind of, I don't know, some might say he's sold out, Johnny Olson has. And he's got these videos that are incredibly produced. hip-hop, like, club bangers. And he hasn't ditched the kene, though. He's still using his traditional Laotian mouth organ. But there's, like, 10 seconds of it in the song, and then he starts rapping. So, Hillary, what did you think of this? Did it surprise you?
I think that people should go on YouTube and Google it. Or, sorry, and search for it, because it's interesting.
It's something to behold. And, it's not quite the same without
maybe
the video.
Maybe you can just play a snapshot.
Yeah, I don't know if we can realistically play the whole song. But just, if you type into Google, Johnny, J-O-N-N-Y, Olsen, O-L-S-E-N, and hip-hop, then you'll find this song. It'll be the first one. And it's just amazing. Like, you know, we're all about cross-cultural experimentation and stuff, but it's just, it's really funny. embracing the hip-hop, like, stereotypes of backup dancers and, like, flashy club setting.
Yeah, I think the most bizarre part is probably that he doesn't seem to be playing the instrument that much in the song, but in the video, he's playing it the whole time.
Right, yeah.
So it looks like he's playing it, but then in the actual song, it's not heard.
Yeah, and there's probably people who dig this. There's a lot of comments saying, like, Johnny, oh man, you're amazing, waiting for the new album on YouTube. So, not to judge Johnny Olsen. It's really cool that he's gone to Laos and made a name for himself. And anyways, here without further ado is Lum Lao Hip Hop. In English, it's I Love Cain. This is Johnny Olsen on Wandering Rhythm.
เป็นเพลงเสียงดังเต้งเต้งจนเฉื่อยคนใหม่ตะบัดเป่าแค่ยังไงโอ้ยมวน